Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Rob Beckett, Magic Sponge, Ian Smith, Jimmy Hello. Bulldog Bullard.
All right, Sam, what's happening?
This is the teaser of the new series. This is the teaser.
Series 5.
So, telling everyone, the series is coming back.
So, we've done that.
3 years we've been doing this.
How long? That's...
I think you had brown hair. You're blondie brown when it started.
I can't believe how quick it's gone.
Yeah.
It's been good, isn't it?
You've been in the jungle.
Yeah.
Become a football manager. We've grown so much as
I've
people.
I've got a kid.
Yeah.
I've lost my agent. Everything...
Did you have an agent?
Yeah, but I sacked them off. But I'm doing all right. I turned some people down. You know, I'm not like...
Oh, yeah. I'm turned some big agents down as well, haven't you?
You turned my agent down, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you, Jim?
I murked him off.
Oh.
But I've got a lot going on. I've got a podcast.
This one?
Oh, no, that's this.
Yeah.
Shit. No, I thought I had more.
We've got a new feature for the new series about chance. So we don't want to give too much away.
Are you messing this up?
No, I'm not.
It's about chance.
You know, football chance. So we're going to be asking players about chance and stuff. So we want you guys to suggest some of the best football chance you've ever heard.
Are you talking by tweeting us? Oh, right.
The listeners. So my favourite is the Joby McEnough. Joby McEnough, McEnough, Joby McEnough.
Yeah, that's one of my favourites.
Did you have one about...
His name is Rehoven.
Did you have a song?
Lyrics.
Did they have songs for you?
All my one was, I let him shag my wife one.
What?
They used to that at Ipswich. I let him shag my wife. That's what they used to say.
Is that a chant? It seems like they're shouting.
That's what they used to chant. Yeah,
I let him shag my wife. I let him shag my wife. Jimmy, Bullard. I let him shag my wife. I don't know what the tune. What tune is it? Does anyone know?
Usually there's like
Bullard Wonderland.
I did have one at Fulham. Steve Gerrard. No, Jim Bullard. He's better than Steve Gerrard, he's skinnier than Frank Lampard, Jim Blah Blah.
Oh, that's a good song.
That's a nice one, isn't it?
That's a clever song.
Classic format.
Has anyone sung a song about you, Ian?
I don't think so, no. Mm. Oh, no, I had my own theme tune in one of my Edinburgh shows. I did a tweet once.
Saying,
what's wrong with that?
Really high.
I don't speak high.
And what's your song? You wrote a song about yourself.
No, I didn't. I tweeted saying I'd really love a theme tune, about 30 seconds long, just for every time I walk in the room. And someone just made
one.
In the Theme Tune. What's that? That's Minder, isn't it?
Yeah, from Little Britain.
I love that. I love that.
So can you give us a blast of your song?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
I haven't got it.
Also, we need a name for the section, the segment. So basically, what is the segment?
Rob, I'm just going to get my laptop out because I got it on my laptop. I'll show it to you, yeah.
All right, he's going to get his laptop out.
He's a weirdo, isn't he?
You have to dial up. Hang on, Ian's just going to get his out. There's a cobwebs there, and he's going to... You're going on the internet.
I remember when you done that on Johnny Ross. That's
fun. Stranger Things kids.
I don't need to pay commission to an agent anymore. Fucking raking it in. Earning less, but commission.
What? You're earning less money, but you're not having to pay commission?
No, I'm only joking, mate. Obviously, I'm absolutely loaded.
And did you get your mattress? Because we've got a mattress sponsor.
I haven't got my fucking mattress yet. Thanks for reminding me.
That's because the producer hasn't emailed Lisa.
Joel phones me up. He goes, Jim, find out the size of your mattress. Have you ever tried to find out the size of your bed? You can't find out the size of it. It don't have like XL or medium written on the side of it, does it?
Well, no, but there's a double king or super king. It's confusing. It's
ridiculous. Because you go and get a double king out of one bedroom store and get a double king out of another. It's different sizes.
So, but you don't know how. So, wait. Is it.
They went off their own chart.
How many people could you get in your bed lying next to each other?
Fucking hell.
Like, is there a big gap between you and your
just
missus?
Just thinking back to memories.
Depends what you did on the night out.
That's purposely there.
Could you comfortably get three people laying down in... Could someone lay down in between you and your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think you might have gone for a king or super king.
Yeah. So I imagine okay, then, so we go back to Joel. It's probably a king or super king. So if it flaps over the edges, don't worry about it. So when the kid jumps on the bed, he just falls off again. This is exactly what I'm saying. What'd you do? This is king or super king, Joel. Just we're going with a bigger one just in case. With a flap over edges. Do you get what I'm saying?
Get a small one, and then if it's too small, get a little single one for the side.
I'd love someone who
would have
like
joke.
A super king mattress.
Imagine
on a double
bed.
If
you got a smaller one. You got the two end bits.
It's like a wedding cake.
Or you can have one end bit if you put it right over to the edge.
Or like a big step to get up onto your mattress. So you got your song, Ian?
Yeah, I got my theme tune. I just tweeted this. Someone just made me a theme tune. Put it together. Like, they've got time. I think I can just do that.
So you got your own theme tune?
Yeah, mate.
Listen.
Oh, he's a northern comic with some scruffy hair and a beard. And he's two parts observational and one part plain weird. He's probably rather smart, even though he acts daft. Cause you know he only says that stuff to get you to laugh. Cause he's Ian Smith.
I love it. I love it.
Ian Smith. 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 Ian Smith.
That is. That's
quality. Get him to do me one. That's like cross between Only Fools and Horses and Minder with a little bit of Benders in it.
When are you gonna use your theme tune?
All the time.
Bring in the matches.
Like, yeah, when
what's his name? The geezer's name.
Yeah, when you're bowling in a pub or something.
I love that. Playing it
I did some material, basically, in my friend show. I did material about how I think it'd be funny if everyone had a theme tune. Mm. And then I was doing this thing about how it'd be awkward if you turned up like late to a funeral. Because if you're trying to sneak in the back and all of a sudden it's like, boo,
it's like that. Imagine playing that in a funeral.
So I wrote one for another one where I was like, oh, my mate Barry's coming in late. Oh, his theme tune's a bit offensive. So I had to sing this down the phone to my mate and then he put this one together.
Oh, so he's done another theme tune?
Big dick Barry with the dick. You've never met a man who's got such a massive prick. Big dick Barry, listen to what I've said. I'll have the biggest dick until I'm dead. Dead, 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 dead.
That's like playing in a funeral thing.
Could you get him to do this one?
I don't want to do it. That'd be funny.
Yeah, get him to do it. That'd be good.
Oh, his name Tom Clutterbuck.
Shut up. That ain't real.
It is. He's a nice guy. He has got an unusual surname, and I think he would admit to that himself. But Clutterbuck, yeah.
Imagine him not admitting to it, and I think Clutterbuck's absolutely fine.
No, he's not.
You and your boring John Smith.
It is his name, honestly.
Clutterbuck, Tom Clutterbuck.
Clutterbuck.
Has he got a middle name?
Has he got like, a real job?
I don't know. He's like a tech. He's like a theatre technician.
Get him to do us. Me and Jimmy are... a theme tune.
He could write the Magic Sponge theme tune. We need one of them.
Well, Tom Clutterbuck, get him to do something. If you're listening and you want to do a Magic Sponge, a little chant or a theme tune or whatever for me, Jimmy, or
that'd
Ian,
be amazing.
Send them in to Dave... London. Don't just look at me, mate. You can see I'm begging for an email address here, Joel. Don't sit your headphones on with your prick in your hand. Try to broadcast it. Just on Twitter. It all goes through Twitter now. At Dave Magic Sponge, you can just contact them and they'll give you an email address. At Dave Magic Sponge.
That'd be amazing if someone made us a theme tune.
Yeah, no, brilliant. Please do. And then hopefully it'll be ready in time for the new series.
Yes.
Right, well, shall we... we'll leave that there and hopefully enjoy the series when it's out. And in advance, thanks for all the theme tunes. We're still recording. See you next series.
Bye.
See you back soon. Bye. Tease.
I thought we should. You've got to key that in.
Tease.
It's nice having a football again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.